All right, listeners, strap in because today's deep dive is a wild one. We're diving headfirst into the thick of the Edo State governorship election controversy.
And it's a big one. Accusations of rigging, compromised results, the works. It's October 4th, 2024 right now, just a few weeks since the election, and this thing is far from over.
You said it. So we've been poring over reports, analyses, trying to get a grip on what actually went down. We've got Thisday, Daily Post Nigeria, YIGA Africa, even some strong words from the candidates themselves.
That's a lot to unpack.
It really is. So, quick recap for anyone who hasn't been glued to the news. INEC declared the APC candidate, Senator Monday Akpapolo, the winner. PDP's Dr. Asui Godelo took second, and Labour Party's Olumide Akpata came in third.
But it's not as cut and dry as those results might make it seem.
Nope, not at all. This election is absolutely awash in accusations of rigging. We're talking manipulated results, serious questions about how IND handled everything. It's messy.
And it goes deeper than just one side crying foul. YIGA Africa, they're a well-respected election observer group, right? They straight up said they believe some INC officials were compromised.
Compromised, like in on it.
Exactly. Potentially in on it. We're talking about possible collusion, manipulated results, even intimidation of observers. YIUGA specifically named a few LGAs where they saw results being tampered with. Ikpopaoka, Itsako West, Igor, and Oredo. They even said their own observers were tear-gassed in Ikpopaoka LGA.
Wow, that's intense. This wasn't just some misplaced ballots or a counting error, then.
No, this is a whole other level. But of course, the APC is pushing back. They're saying Akpapolo won fair and square, end of story.
Right, they're sticking to their guns. But it's hard to ignore those observer reports, and the PDP is really pushing that we were robbed narrative. Daylight robbery is what they called it.
Yeah, and they've got some specific examples they're pointing to. Like, they claim security forces were literally blocking party agents and observers from getting into INEC offices during the result collation, physically barring them entry.
And this all feeds into a much bigger accusation, that there was a deliberate plan to hand the win to Akpapolo no matter what. The PDP even called out Assistant Inspector General Benneth Igwe and Commissioner Nemo Edwin Iwo by name, saying they were part of this alleged rigging scheme.
And they're not just making noise. The PDP says they're gearing up for legal action, going to challenge those election results.
Which is interesting, because the PDP's acting national chairman, Ambassador Umar Ilya Damagum, he's expressed some serious doubts about the judiciary in Nigeria. Remember that quote? Something like, if the judiciary fails, does Nigeria even have a country? Chillin' stuff.
It really makes you wonder, if they're that worried about the judiciary, what options do they really have? But we should talk about the other candidates. They weren't just watching from the sidelines while this all went down.
Right, what was their take? Okay. Especially Akpata, coming in third.
Olumide Akpata, the Labour Party candidate. He didn't mince words. He called the whole thing a transaction, not an election.
Wow, that's rough. What did he say about the people who voted then?
He had some strong words for those who he believes sold their votes. He said, and I quote, to those who sold their votes, your vote is the legacy you bequeath to future generations.
That's a powerful statement. But here's a detail I find fascinating. Akpata actually lost his own polling unit to the PDP, of all people. Really makes you think.
It really does. Shows it's not as clear-cut as party lines. There are other factors at play, like social media, for example. It became a battleground after the election.
For sure. Social media just poured gasoline on the fire, spreading news, rumors, accusations, you name it.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Mm. On one hand, you have more transparency, information spreading quickly. On the other, it's a breeding ground for misinformation and escalating tensions.
The PDP even used social media to urge their supporters to protect their votes, which a lot of people saw as a call to action.
And what about the APC? What's their response been to all this?
They're sticking to their story, dismissing accusations, standing by their candidate, saying people need to just accept the official results. But the thing is, we've got the PDP alleging all this foul play, we've got observer groups raising red flags, and then the APC acting like nothing's wrong. So what happens now?
Right. Where do we even begin to untangle this mess? What are some of the specific incidents that have really fueled this firestorm?
Well, we have to talk about that protest led by the PDP's campaign director general, Matthew Odori-Ekemwen, went right to the INEC office.
Talk about taking it to the source, huh? He was certain there was a scheme to cook the books in favor of the APC.
And he wasn't alone. Reports of similar protests all over Edo State, everyone convinced their votes were stolen.
But we have to remember the APC is saying these protests were driven by misinformation, that people need to trust the process, trust the institutions.
Right, trust the process. And to their point, international observers didn't raise any major red flags about how the election was run.
Right. Though it's hard to square that with the reports from groups like YIGA Africa, saying their observers were blocked from doing their jobs in several LGAs, physically prevented by security forces. That's a serious claim.
It is. And then there were the arrests. 9 people for suspected vote buying. Throws a spotlight on that whole practice.
Definitely. And then there was that wild story about the fake journalist pretending to work for a TV station, caught trying to access restricted areas. Like, come on.
Bizarre. But amidst all of that, I keep coming back to this one detail. Akpata, the Labor Party candidate, lost his own polling unit to the PDP.
It's such a fascinating twist. Underscores that this wasn't just a simple case of party loyalty. Voters had their reasons, their own motivations.
And speaking of motivations, we can't forget social media. It was like wildfire after this election.
Absolutely. News, rumors, accusations, everything spreading like wildfire. And that protect your votes message from the PDP. A lot of people saw that as a call to action.
For sure. It makes you think about the power and potential danger of social media in these situations.
Totally. You've got more transparency, information flowing more freely than ever before, but it's also a breeding ground for misinformation.
Absolutely. People were sharing videos, photos, personal stories. It was a whirlwind.
And the APC, they acknowledged the role of social media in spreading information, but they also say it contributed to all the unfounded rumors that fueled that post-election unrest.
Right, so both sides are pointing fingers at social media for making things messier. But it all comes back to this. How do we know what really happened?
Right. We've got the PDP claiming foul play, observer groups waving red flags, and the APC firm on their victory. So where do we go from here? What happens now?
Well, the PDP keeps saying they're ready to take this to court, convinced the election was rigged, want to see some justice.
Which, as we said before, is kind of risky on their part. They haven't exactly been quiet about their doubts about the judiciary.
Yeah, it's a tough position to be in, believing the system is rigged against you, but feeling like there's nowhere else to turn.
Exactly. And the APC is basically saying the PDP's distrust in the judiciary, totally unfounded. They're confident those results will be upheld if the PDP actually goes through with a legal challenge.
That's the key question, isn't it? Will they actually follow through? Or is this legal threat more about, you know, keeping up appearances and keeping their supporters fired up?
Right. Could be a bluff. And the ATC seems to think so. They're basically saying, put up or shut up.
And of course, we can't forget about the Ondo State gubernatorial election coming up. Makes you wonder what impact all of this will have there.
Yeah. Will this be the thing that makes people turn out in droves to protect their votes? Or will it make them feel like, what's the point? The system is rigged.
Big questions and no easy answers. But after going through all these reports, analyses, listening to what everyone had to say, one thing's for sure. This election was about way more than just who won and who lost.
It was a statement on Nigerian democracy itself, how it's working, how it's not, and how people feel about it.
Exactly. This whole thing really highlights how fragile that balance is between people having the power to vote, make their voices heard, and the institutions that are supposed to make sure those votes are counted fairly, accurately.
And when that trust breaks down, the consequences, they ripple everywhere.
They do. So where do we go from here? What happens next in Edo State? Does the PDP take that legal action? Does INEC do any kind of investigation? All that's still up in the air. But for you listening, I think this brings up a whole other set of questions.
It does. How do you stay informed, stay engaged when information and misinformation spreads like wildfire? How do you hold those in power accountable when it feels like the system is protecting them? Tough questions, no easy answers.
No easy answers at all, but they're the questions we've got to keep asking. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. Keep those questions coming, keep demanding better, and we'll see you next time.